910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at Arlington National Cemetery.
Pat, on your order.
Post and orders. Remain out.
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Memorial Day, where President Biden will lay a wreath and speak. The end of the holiday weekend means millions of people on the roads and in the skies, but the weather hampering some travel, says ABC's Alex Stone.
It's like Groundhog Day, where last week, as the biggest crowds in history were flying on Thursday and Friday, heading out of town, according to TSA data. Today, they're all coming back. And again, LaGuardia and JFK airports in New York, along with Boston Logan and Newark Liberty, have the most canceled and delayed flights and are under threat of thunderstorms again. As the day goes on, cancellations are likely to grow because of the storm threat.
These storms have been deadly, responsible for at least 20 deaths across the country, nearly 700,000 power outages right now. And Japan briefly told people on the island of Okinawa to take cover because of a North Korean missile launch. That evacuation alert lifted. This is ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy, purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy, purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly.
.wisc.edu, again, union.wisc.edu, or just Google Gold Star Home or UW Grad Gold Star Honor Roll, and it'll pop up. But a little bit first of all about the building, University Union Foundation with Stone, Steel, and Dreams. That's what the kind of the, they're describing the building as. University of Wisconsin-Madison President Charles Van Eyes introduced plans for the union on campus in 1904. President Van Eyes believed that such an organization would enrich the communal life of instructors and students in work and play and social relations. In 1907, the Wisconsin Union, that is, was formed to serve as the all-campus programming board, and construction of the first building known as Memorial Union began in 1925. The union opened its doors on October 5 of 1928. The now famous Memorial Union Terrace, where all the colored chairs are next to the lake there, also opened that same year in 1928. At the opening ceremony of Memorial Union, UW President, Madison President Glenn Frank stated, quote, "The union is a living room which converts the university from a house of learning into a home of learning," unquote. So part of the goal here was to give a place where students attending UW-Madison could have kind of their living room to chill out, to enjoy entertainment, to enjoy a beverage, food, to commune, to talk to each other, to study, and to just to relax. Back to this history now of UW Memorial Union. The day our organization, it says, began marked the beginning of a news story at the University of Wisconsin, one filled with opportunities to make concessions, discover and reignite passions, and serve as a community leader. The union became a hub for discussion, arts, and recreation. In 1935, the university acknowledged the union's vast opportunities for learning, recreation, and service with the designation of the Wisconsin Union as the university's Division of Social Education, a division dedicated to providing students with opportunities to contribute to their community through service. That's just a little bit of the backstory here. And if you go and you look at, says, one of the plaques right out front says, you know, Memorial Union. And then you go up to the third floor, like I say, and you find this interactive Gold Star Honor Roll. And I'm going to read you a little bit of this opening part here. It says, quote, "Their story is our story. The stories of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's fallen service members are our stories. Through the electronic Gold Star Honor Roll, we, the Wisconsin Union, and the UW-Madison classes of 1963 and 1967 are telling their stories of sacrifice and heroism. The stories of our nation's service members have been part of the Wisconsin Union story for generations, beginning with the dedication of the Memorial Union as a memorial to UW-Madison's Civil War, Spanish-American War, and World War I service members. In addition, in 1928, The names of those who died in active duty were inscribed on four wooden plaques on the walls of Memorial Union's Memorial Hall. This is the original Memorial Union Gold Star Honor Roll. The original electronic honor rolls are named for a tradition that began during World War I. When a family had a spouse, son, or daughter in the service, the family member displayed a card with a simple blue star in the window. If the service member passed away in active duty, the card was replaced with a gold star. This tradition continues today, and so does the tradition of honoring those fallen UW-Madison heroes in Memorial Union. Their story is the story of our nation. Their story is our story. And then it goes on to tell how you can go through and search this. And again, the really cool thing here is it was powerful. And I passed this 100 times, probably more. And I've kind of noticed it, but it wasn't until last week where I really decided to get interactive with it and use the touch screen and pull up. I didn't realize all these stories. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't realize all these stories were laying there right in front of me on this great big touch screen with all their stories. So you could go there and see it for person, in person, or again, just Google Gold Star Honor Roll UW-Madison and it'll pop up. And everything that we're going to talk about today in this regard is available to you online. And you can sit and just peruse this.
And there will also be a link in the podcast description.
Sweet. There'll also be a link there so people can find it there as well. And I'm not sure about you, Aaron, but I think the more that I hear personal stories, and some of these things, some of the memorials we'll read today are more evolved, have a bigger story. And some of them simply were, this is where the person was, this is the unit they served in, and this is the day they died. But the more you look at this, I think it personalizes it, and you realize that regardless of people's political feelings on policy or political division, every person who has put on the uniform, and particularly those who pay the ultimate sacrifice, deserve our respect and remembrance.
Yes, we're all people, and they felt the call to defend our right to be people.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to play a little music here on the way out. Lots of music today, I think, is appropriate as people pause and reflect. So a little patriotic music here for Memorial Day. We're going to come back and read you a couple of these stories from the Gold Star Honor Roll at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and then talk with the Department of Veterans Affairs about what's going on around the state today and what they're doing to remember Gold Star families and support all those who are the families of those who were lost in battle. Stay with us. You're listening to a special Memorial Day edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. this special edition of the Todd Allball Show on this Memorial Day, the 27th of May, 2024. Glad to have you along, Mr. Zomers and myself. No phone calls today as we're pre-recording the show last Friday, but I have new content coming up here after the bottom of the hour break. Going to have Jeremy Lyon. He is the Division Administrator, Division of Veterans Benefits at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. And Administrator Lyon is going to, himself a veteran, has a very stellar and honorable military service record. He's going to tell us a little bit about his story, about how he ended up in Wisconsin. But I would say, probably more importantly, he would say this, is what he's doing now in his new role to support veterans and also these very special Gold Star families, people who have lost loved ones in the line of service, and the benefits and the ways the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs helps to support them. Talking before the break here a little bit about this really special and really cool Gold Star Honor Roll that is on display, it's a permanent display, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Memorial Union. It's interactive, and it goes from the very first known casualty in the Civil War in of a student from the University of Wisconsin-Madison all the way through the latest casualty. And we're going to read some of these stories to you, and I will try to do them justice. For those that might not have caught it yesterday on Sunday, on PBS, there is the National Memorial Day Concert. It is always stunning. Yesterday was no exception. Joe Montana and Gary Sinise are the main hosts for that. It is being replayed today on Memorial Day on various Wisconsin public television stations. Check your local listing for times. You could also go on the PBS YouTube channel, and check that out as well. I would encourage you to do it because it's so well done, and the way that they tell these stories and combine it with music, and in some cases having professional actors. It's not fiction. These are real stories, but being read by professional actors in the first person sometimes, they're extraordinarily powerful. And if you've never heard it or seen it before, again, go to the PBS YouTube channel or local listings today and tonight on Memorial Day proper, the National Memorial Day Concert on PBS. Really, really something else. I want to localize it, bring it back here to Wisconsin. And we're going to read you some of these stories, where they're from, and their service to our country and our state. I want to start with the latest on this Gold Star Honor Roll at the University of Wisconsin Memorial Union and talk about him, talk about his service, and who he was. This is from Syria and Iraq. This is Kevin Michael Christ from the class of 2001. Kevin Michael Christ, his hometown was in West Bend, Wisconsin, born on September 17th, 1979. He died on December 18th, 2006, and he is buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. Captain Christ studied kinesiology at UW-Madison. He joined the Marine Corps while in his sophomore year at UW-Madison, completing the officer candidate program upon graduation. He studied two basic training sessions in Quantico, Virginia, during the summers following his sophomore and junior years before graduating with the Wisconsin class of 2001. Once commissioned as an officer, Captain Christ completed officer candidate school at Quantico, where he was awarded a pilot contract. After, he trained in Pensacola for his pilot's license and earned a Commandant's Award for Excellence, choosing to fly Cobra helicopters. After additional trainings in San Diego and Miramar, he received the title of captain in October 2005 and deployed to Iraq twice. Captain Christ was very proud to serve his country in the Marine Corps and worked diligently to protect his Marines while piloting his Cobra helicopter. During his second deployment, Captain Christ was killed on December 18th, 2006, while serving in Iraq at Camp Korea, protecting his Marines. He left behind a fiance, his parents, one sister, and four brothers. Quote, Kevin was a wonderful child, an overall generous and kind person, Captain Crist's mother, Liz Crist, said. Computers, piano, French horn, running marathons, taking care of his siblings, and good friend to all were some of his passions in life. Captain Crist was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart, and his dedication and sacrifice to our country is why the Wisconsin Union takes part in the Gold Star Honor Roll. Again, Captain Kevin Michael Crist of the United States Marine Corps, class of 2001 at UW-Madison. These are powerful stories. If you read this and you hear family members talking about those who passed, again, it really touches me. And I think it brings again to light the powerful sacrifice that people made.
Absolutely. And I also didn't know that they had that exhibit at the Memorial Union Terrace, and I'm definitely going to have to check it out and spend some time on my own reading through a lot of them.
One more here. In honor of those who have fallen in the Somalia conflict, Mark Allen Quam, UW-Madison class of 1988. Born in Madison, Wisconsin on July 27th, 1966, and died in the Indian Ocean on March 14th, 1994. He is buried in Monona, Wisconsin. Mark's love for flying began early in his life. He worked hard and even earned his pilot's license before he got his driver's license. He wanted to attend the Air Force Academy. While he was unable to do so, he accepted an Air Force ROTC scholarship at UW-Madison and graduated with a degree in astrophysics. Mark loved UW-Madison and his time at the university as a student. In addition to his love for flying, he loved gaming, including Dungeons and Dragons. Another interest of Mark's was dancing with a Scottish dancing group while a badger. The group performed on weekends at King Richard's Fair. It was at that fair where he met his wife, Anna. Mark also loved serving his country in the military. He served as an electronic warfare officer. Captain Quam was killed in an aircraft crash while supporting U.S. troops in Mogadishu. Again, Mark Allen Quam, class of 1988 in the Air Force at UW-Madison, killed in the conflict in Somalia. We'll come back and talk to Jeremy Lyon for the Division Administrator of the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. Stay with us. It's a special Memorial Day edition of the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, our special Memorial Day show here on this Memorial Day 2024. Glad you're along with us as we celebrate those who have fallen in the line of service and our veterans and military folks, but in particular on this Memorial Day, those who have fallen in service. We are joined at this special time by Jeremy Lyon. He serves as the administrator of the Division of Veterans Benefits, which includes the Bureau of Programs and Services, Bureau of Cemeteries and Memorial Services, and Bureau of Health Services as well. Jeremy, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking time on this Veterans Day, or pardon me, on this Memorial Day. I know you are a veteran, so thank you for your service first and foremost, but thanks for joining us on a solemn day of remembrance.
Well, thank you for having me, Todd, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Thanks. I appreciate you being here today. So tell us just a little bit about yourself. Again, you have served in the United States Army. You have a decorated resume here in front of me. Tell folks a little bit about why you decided to serve and about some of your military service, if you would.
Well, absolutely, and thank you for the opportunity. So I joined really out of a military family, as a lot of military service members do come from military families, and then, of course, a desire to serve and contribute to the community. So I came out, joined the Army back out of college, back in Arkansas, 2007 timeframe, was then assigned to the infantry, had an opportunity then to train with those forces and deploy as an infantry platoon leader to Iraq back in 2009 in the city of Mosul. At which point I came back to Wisconsin to go for higher education. This was my first time in Wisconsin. I loved it immediately. It became my forever home, and I've been here ever since. I had the opportunity to join the Wisconsin National Guard to continue service at that point, and then had one more deployment to Ukraine to help train some of their forces back in 2019. And so basically, it's been an opportunity for me to continue service at this point. I joined the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs about 6 months ago, and it has been a wonderful experience for me. And the opportunity to just continue serving those who served and their families and loved ones has been a true honor.
And you're a graduate of UW Law School as well, I see, here in Madison. So you're a Badger as well.
I am a Badger, absolutely.
Well, I so appreciate you being in here and today on this special day. And I never served. Members of my family have. And I spent time in politics and government. And part of my assignment was working with military folks. And it gave me an opportunity up close to work with families who had lost loved ones in a couple of cases to make sure that remains were delivered back here to the family. It was powerful for me. And I think as someone who didn't serve this day, as someone who's had the opportunity and honor to go to Arlington National Cemetery, to be at some of Wisconsin's veteran cemeteries and to see services, it always reminds me that for all of us, including myself, the opportunities, the freedoms that we all enjoy on a daily basis are paid for with the lives of those buried in those cemeteries.
Absolutely. And Memorial Day really is an opportunity for all of us to unite around that message and to appreciate the sacrifices of those who've come before and the sacrifices we continue to make on our collective behalf through the military service. It is a powerful mission to commemorate and honor those who've made that sacrifice. And Memorial Day really is, with our cemetery teams out there, just making sure everything is to shrine standard, ready for the public to come and to share that appreciation and commemorate the sacrifices of hundreds of years of military service. So it really is something that should unite us all.
Talk to us a little bit, if you would, please, about what the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs does in terms of what are your responsibilities in working with local chapters when someone, whether it was a veteran who has passed away or whether it is someone who has fallen in active duty and that final service, what is the involvement of Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs?
So when a veteran passes, it is one of the important services we offer, of course, is the military funeral honors. And this is a whole of community effort. So the Wisconsin mm-hmm. Department of Veteran Affairs only plays a piece of this. You'll see contributions, of course, from the local cemeteries, from the national cemeteries, from our three state-run cemeteries as well at Union Grove, King, and Spooner. Our role here is to help facilitate and, when necessary, to also provide those military honors. So when you imagine military honors, back in 2000, this was finally enshrined into law, what is a military honor for a funeral. And there are certain elements that are required. So the bugle playing taps, for example, the presentation of the folded flag, the honor guard, these are requirements for the military funeral honors. And coordinating that to make sure that when a veteran passes, we're able to provide that service at our cemeteries or any of the others is one of the crucial roles WDVA plays. So we do that through helping to coordinate actually getting the honor guard out or make sure we've got the bugler. We also provide stipends for the organizations, the local chapters you were referencing, American mm-hmm. Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, a number of partners in the area to include military units stationed around the area who are able to provide the personnel and the resources to ensure that when that veteran passes and that family has an opportunity to recognize and appreciate their sacrifice and service, that we as a nation and as a community and a state are also able to be there and provide those honors that they have earned.
One of the things, I'm a little older than you, and I can remember, I'm old enough to remember at 54, when I was in high school, and whether it was for Memorial Day or what have you, I remember World War I veterans being there, and certainly a lot of World War II, and a lot of Korean veterans, and kind of the younger veterans at the time were the Vietnam veterans. Yeah. And now with so many of those folks having passed, and you know, the wars that we have fought, the conflicts we've been involved in since have been relatively smaller than World War II, thank goodness on that side. But do you see less veterans able to, you know, go and play it?
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.